good morning. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool out there this morning. It will wake you up. 30 degrees right now in a clear sky. And by the sounds of the theme music, can only be one thing. Wilkins Soil and Water. Patrick Brahein to talk with me this morning. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's been a while since we've talked. And you said it was the field day, and you're right. Yep. I did talk to you that day.
Yeah, I talked a little bit out there, and that was a much warmer time.
Absolutely. Did you have a good time that day? A good turnout? A good crowd?
Yeah, we had a great turnout, and lots of farmers doing lots of talking about soil, so that was good.
All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about this morning. Winter preparation on septic systems. I know a lot of people probably don't like to think about that, but let's talk about it. What's going on there?
Right. The frost this morning kind of timed in perfectly with my my visit this morning.
Right. I
want to talk about winter coming and getting your septic, making sure it's going to work properly through the winter months, because not much worse than having a septic fail in the middle of the cold winter. So
I can't even imagine. So how do we go about doing that?
Well, there's some common reasons that septics fail during the winter. The first and easiest one to take care of is the lack of plant cover. Mm-hmm. If you don't have any grass growing over that septic system, it's really easy for it to freeze up and then fail on you right there. Another one is, you can't do much about this, but the lack of snowfall.
Yeah.
But the frost goes a little bit farther into the ground and freezes up. Excessive water use. If you're doing loads of laundry every day and several hot showers and just keeping that system working too hard, mm-hmm. It can easily freeze it up. And then on the other side of that, the no or low water use is going to do the same thing, have the same effect. So for those snowbirds that go south in the winter, you want to keep an eye on that. Leaky faucets or appliances, now's a great time to get that fixed, so that the water's not leaking in and has that trickle effect that freezes the system up. Compacted snow from vehicle use, if you're driving your vehicle on your septic field or snowmobiles, it's easily able to affect that. And then just simple things like broken parts or the system not functioning properly, okay. Checking that out now and getting that taken care of. Much easier to get somebody out there fixing it now than...
Little preparation goes a long way.
Right.
Definitely. What else going on?
So some steps to prevent that, things to do, like 8 to 12 inches of mulch on your system. So that could be something like straw bales or hay bales, leaves. Just kind of leaving the stuff on there now in the fall when you're taking care of the yard can help that out. Spreading out your laundry loads and kind of just kind of keeping normal use on the system.
Mm-hmm.
And some things not to do.
The
do-nots is adding antifreeze, salt, or septic additives to the system.
Okay.
You know, it might seem like
a good idea,
it,
yeah.
But it's definitely not going to help it. Pumping the sewage onto the ground surface.
I wouldn't think that'd be good in any situation.
I don't think that'd be good in any situation. and I feel like this goes without saying, but they have it listed as a thing, but starting a fire on the system to thaw it out.
No, not a good idea.
And then running water continually, thinking that you're going to unthaw the system is mm-hmm. also not a good idea. So the thing we also want to pass on is if the system freezes, you want to make sure you call an installer or a maintainer right away to get them out there.
But again, like you said, a little preparation, you wouldn't have to do that. So,
yep.
Hey, let's talk about dormant seeding. What is this all about, Patrick?
Okay, seeding native grasses in the fall is an option starting November 1st or when the soil temperature is below 40 degrees for 3 days in a row.
Okay.
So generally, it's pretty close to November 1st. Hopefully, we don't have to worry about that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, we can push it back a little.
Right. This can be for cool or warm season grasses, legumes, and forbs. The district has a 15-foot drill and 10-foot drill, no-till drills, available to rent for $10 an acre. Or for $30 an acre, we'll come and plant your grass for you. We are able to work in both Minnesota and North Dakota. And we are also a dealer for multiple seed companies for the cover and crops and grasses. So you can come to us for any of those needs.
All right. Well, you said you had some services we could talk about if we have time. And you know what, Patrick? We got time.
Awesome.
Let's talk about tree orders for 2024. That's always a big item with you guys.
Yep. I don't have a lot of updated information on that. Craig is kind of our guy. But we can be starting to take those orders soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I know prices might change just a little bit with everything going up.
Okay.
They might go up a little bit. But we also have tree fabric and tree tubes available for purchase. And we do, once we get done with those trees, then we start doing some mowing for people, and we are able to offer custom mowing with both our 15-foot batwing mower.
Okay.
And we also have a Bobcat rotary brush mower that can take down some of the pesky trees if they're growing up in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm. So. Fantastic. So some great services going on, too. Patrick, hey, some great information here for us as the weather starts to get a little colder. Thanks for stopping in this morning. Good to see you again,
Bill,
friend.
Yep.
And we'll see you very soon. Try not to make it so long in between visits, will you?
I'll try.
All right. Patrick Breha, Wilkins Soil and Water Conservation District. We talk with our friends over there first Tuesday, second Tuesday of every month right here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
They tied the knot, so here I am. Born on the bayou on the Texas line. Loved in Louisiana, raised on jambalaya.